Chapter 8.
Lizard men. Big, strong, and fast like me. Except not nearly as smart. But that didn't really matter when all they wanted to do was kill you. I slung my bar stool onto one, cracking it into timbers over its head.
Blasted reptile, you spilled my drink!
Brenwar bellowed, clubbing another on its head with his tankard. Slowed but not stunned, the lizard sprang on top of me, driving me hard to the floor. I locked my fingers on its wrist as it tried to drive its dagger into my throat. Its red lizard tongue licked out as it hissed, angry and fateful. The lizard men weren't many in the world, usually pawns to greater evil, but effective pawns no less. I drove my knee up into its stomach with little effect as its blade strained inches above my neck.
Dies, dragoness!
It said with a heave. It felt like the veins were going to burst in my arms when I shoved back with all my strength. Over the sound of the blood rushing behind my ears, I could hear a rising clamor and more hissing noises. Not good, yet Brenwar's bellows were clear. No! I yelled back. In a blink, I freed one hand and punched its long nose, rocking back its head. The lizard man jerked away from my stinging blows, but my hands felt like they were punching a wall. Still, lizard men hate getting hit in the nose. So do most lizards, for that matter. My blood was running hot now. The warrior in me was suddenly alive as I jumped on its back and smashed its face into the floor. The dagger clattered from its grasp, and I snatched it up and rolled back to my feet. Brenwar had the other one on the ground in a chokehold. And now it was dead. But the first two weren't the last. Three more were charging my way. Not with daggers, but heavy broadswords this time. I can't imagine what I would have said that would have drawn so much attention. There was an audible gasp in the room as I whipped Fang's glowing blade through the air. Every eye was wide and wary. And I had to remember I had no friends here, except Brenwar. The lizard men stopped for a moment, but they were well-trained soldiers ordered to move forward. The first lizard man charged past Brenwar, sword arcing downward and clashing hard into mine, jittering my arms. I punched its nose, rammed my knee in its gut, and jammed my sword into the thigh of the one behind it, drawing a pain-filled hiss from its lizard lips. Two more were down, and the third had an angry dwarfen man latched on its back. I raised my sword to deliver a lethal blow.
I know.
My father warned me that killing is only a last resort. But I don't care what anyone says. Lizard men and orcs don't count.
Stop!
The barkeep screamed.
Stop!
No one moved. Not even the lizard men. Well, that was one lizard man that wasn't going to move again for sure, as Brenwar rode its dead body down to the floor.
You, with the magic sword, get out of my tavern!
Me? But they attack me! My long sword fang hummed in my hand, its blade glimmering with a radiant light like the first crack of dawn. I brought the tip of its edge toward the barkeep's nose. I wasn't in any mood to be accused of something I didn't do. He held his hands up, but tipped his chin up towards the folks behind me. I had a bad feeling as I turned to look. Two arm wrestlers stood now, each with a short sword in hand, eyes narrowed and ready to jump. The orcs, once three, now six, had drifted closer. The adventurers at the long table now stood. A staff glowed in one's hand. A sword glimmered in another. One warrior, grim-faced and wearing chainmail, had a crossbow pointed at my chest. One woman, small and slender, stood poised on a chair, a handful of throwing knives bared. There were more, too, each focused on me, ready to fight or kill if need be.
You can all try to take me if you want, but you won't all survive. Is your life worth the risk or not?
I glared back at the barkeep. Your patrons can't pay if they're dead. It was a bluff. I wouldn't have killed any of them, except the orcs. I swear they don't count. Neither do the lizard men, three of which had begun crawling back out the way they came. Lizard men didn't get along with me. We went way back. Well, I didn't mention it before, but I've been around a while. But when you live a long time and do what I do, you tend to make enemies. I had plenty to go around. Chances were that one of my enemies knew I was here and had sent in a squadron of goons to kill me.
Just go,
the bartender pleaded, his eyes nervous now. I looked at the two dead lizard men on the floor and asked,
what about them? I'll take care of them. The lizards don't hold any worth with the authorities.
Bryn Mawr had resumed his eating, his blocky mailed shoulder hunched back over his pheasant. I was still itching for a fight. Tension in the air had not slackened. My legs were still ready to spring. That's when the man in the corner stood up and walked towards the center of the room. Long and gaunt, hooded in a dark cloak. He seemed more of a ghost than a man. All eyes now fell on the man that held a hefty sack in one hand and dropped it on the table to the sound of clinking coins. Slowly, he pulled his hood back, revealing a shaven head that was tattooed with symbols and signs I knew all too well. He was a cleric of Barnabas, a cult of men obsessed with the dragons, meddlers in a dark and ancient magic. I hadn't expected to come across one so soon. His voice was loud and raspy as he pointed at me and said,
"This bag of gold to the one that brings me his head."
A crossbow bolt darted towards my ducking head and caught the barkeep full in the shoulder.
"What?"
Bryn Mawr roared, readying his dwarven warhammer. Sharp at one end, like an anvil on the other. "Don't let that cleric escape, Bryn Mawr," I said, smacking the muscled goon's blades with Fang. I clipped one in the leg and took a rock-hard shot in the jaw from the other. He gloated. I radiated, cracking him upside his skull with the flat of my blade. I cried out in pain. A row of small knives were embedded in my arm, courtesy of the little rogue woman. I'd have to deal with her later. I had to get the cleric, who was scurrying away towards the door. Bryn Mawr was a barricade at the door, a host of orcs swarming at him.
"Let's dance, you smelly beasts,"
he yelled, hitting one so hard it toppled the others. He could handle himself, and I had bigger problems. The party of adventurers had surrounded me. Well, mercenaries seemed to be more likely the term for them. I leaped back as the lanky fighter with the brilliant sword tried to cut me in half. He was a young man, confident in his skills. He lacked my power or speed as I tore his sword free from his grasp. I clipped muscle from his sword arm and sent him spinning to the floor. Then, everything went wrong. The little woman jabbed a dagger in my back. The wizard fired a handful of missiles into my chest. And the crossbowman, now wielding a hammer, slung it into my chest. That's why I wear armor, forged by dwarves at that. My breastplate had saved me from dying more than a dozen times, but I'd gotten careless. I should have negotiated with this hardy brood, but I wanted to fight instead. I was mad. I was Nath Dragon, the greatest hero in the land. As far as I was concerned, it was time they saw that. I banged the tip of my sword on the hard oaken floor. The metal hummed and vibrated with power. Glass shattered. Men and women fell to the floor, covering their ears, all except me and Bryn Mawr, who stood on top of a pile of what looked like dead orcs. I could see him yelling at me, but I could not hear. His lips mouthed the words, "Shut that sword off." I sheathed my singing blade, and the sound stopped immediately. The entire tavern looked like it had been turned upside down. Everyone living was moaning or wailing. The loudest among them, the cleric of Barnabas, huddled up in a fetal position, shivering like a leaf. Fang's power was pretty helpful when it came to ending a fight with no one dying, but it didn't work on every race, or most of the time, for that matter. Fang only did what it wanted to. My father said the sword had a mind of its own. and I was pretty sure that was true. I grabbed the cleric by the collar of his robe and dragged him over to the bar. Brenmar had the cleric's bag of gold in his hand when he came off and plopped it on the bar. The barkeep, grimacing in pain from the crossbow bolt in his shoulder that was meant for me, smiled as the dwarf filled his hands with the gold and spilled them on the bar.
For the damages, the rest I'll be keeping.
So long,
I said, tying and gagging the cleric and hoisting him over my shoulder.
And thanks. This man will have just what I'm looking for.
The remaining patrons, still dazed and confused, holding their heads and stomachs, paid no mind at all as I left. They should have learned a lesson today. Never pick a fight with an opponent you don't know anything about. It just might be a dragon.